Hello everyone, happy Saturday and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline.
Hi everyone, my name is Peter and we are so happy to share this Saturday with you today.
Today we'll review all those great lessons we had this week, practice some keywords, and we get to see all those fun features again too.
So Pauline, what happened here at the LTE studios this week? Do you remember?
Oh, we had some great shows this week. We talked about reusable bags. That is really important.
Yes, we all need to start using those.
And we also talked about some interesting facts.
We learned that you should check your facts. And don't forget we had a great e-report too.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started.
Hello everyone, today we are talking about how plastic bags affect the environment. And here with me is Dr. Nature. Welcome to the program, Dr. Nature.
Thank you, Alex.
Let's talk about the environment. Are plastic bags bad for the environment?
Yes, Alex. They are very bad. People use millions of plastic bags every year.
Millions? Really?
Yes, people use each bag for about 12 minutes. But those bags stay in oceans and landfills for thousands of years.
So what can we do? Plastic bags are so convenient.
I know, but they are a pollution problem. We can use reusable bags.
I have some at home. But I go shopping and I leave my reusable bags at home.
Many people do, but we have to remember them. We can't ruin our earth with plastic bags.
Why do you have reusable bags with you, Tina?
I'm going shopping after work, Matt. I don't want to forget my bags.
Oh, right. The city government made a law about plastic bags.
Plastic bags pollute the environment, so stores don't give them away. You have to pay for them.
So you bring your own bags and save money.
Are these reusable bags yours, Susie?
Yes. I take them to the store when I buy food.
Do you wash them on a regular basis?
No. Do I need to?
Oh, yes. Reusable bags can get really dirty.
I know.
Susie, germs from dirty bags can get on your food. That can make you sick.
That's not good.
Hey, Susie. What are you doing with that onion?
I'm going to charge my phone with it. I saw it in a video online.
Yes, I saw it too. But you can't charge your phone with an onion.
Are you sure? One of my friends sent me the video.
Well, some facts online aren't facts. They're not true.
I know, but I do trust my friend.
I trust my friends too. They send me interesting things, but they are not always true.
My friend wouldn't give me false information on purpose.
No, she just liked the video, so she sent it. But she didn't check the facts.
And that's how false information spreads, especially online.
I know. Some people believe anything they find online.
But they shouldn't.
Alex! I love your hat! You look great.
Thanks. I want to go to Texas. So, I need this hat.
You do? Why?
I want to be a cowboy. Everyone in Texas is a cowboy.
Alex, that isn't the truth. Not everyone in Texas is a cowboy.
Really? They are in movies about Texas.
You can't always believe movies.
So, everyone in Texas isn't a cowboy?
No. Some people are cowboys, but not everyone.
Oh, that's too bad.
But you should still go to Texas. You can learn something new.
True. I can have some interesting experiences.
Whether you meet cowboys or horses.
Right. I hope I can ride a horse when I get there.
Hi guys, it is so good to be back for E-Report. My name is Gabe and I am in Pingdong where it is hot all year round. I'm at the Pingdong University of Science Technology and behind me is the Pingdong Rescue Center for Endangered Wild Animals. That's right. We have some very special friends to meet. Right over here is Amber. She is going to take us inside the rescue center. Come on, let's go.
The Pingdong Rescue Center for Endangered Wild Animals is home to several hundred animals. Visitors here can see all sorts of animals, such as orangutans, turtles, birds, bears. But the Pingdong Rescue Center is not just an ordinary zoo, and the animals here are not just ordinary animals. They all have interesting stories of how they came to live at the rescue center. Many years ago, some people began capturing orangutans and other wild animals from jungles in Southeast Asia. They smuggled them into Taiwan and sold them as pets. Some people thought these animals were cute, so they took them home. But soon, the animals got big and became dangerous, so the owners wanted to get rid of them. The poor animals had no place to go. To solve this serious problem, the Pingdong Rescue Center for Endangered Wild Animals opened in 1992.
Guys, I want to introduce you to a new friend, Su Zuren. Su Zuren, it is great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And you've been working here for some time. Can you tell me how it feels to work here?
它的乐趣应该来自于可以跟很看到很多不同动物，但是也必须要去想到这些动物为什么来到这里。那我们有责任让他们在这个圈养环境里面去是有一个好的生活品质，然后也这样子的环境也提供我们去让全台湾的民众知道说野生动物保育的重要性。
So there are many different reasons why animals come here.
工作其实是在野外去观察动物。那一样的这样子一个观察动物，其实在我们的收容中心也是很重要，因为这些动物他们没办法用语言告诉我们他们在这里的一个生活是什么样子。那我们必须要用行为观察方式去了解他们。那同时日常有很多的动物的照养，其实是有很多的同仁在这边去让动物他们可以每天在这里的生活其实是受到照顾的。
Well, I'm so glad that you're here and that there are a lot of other people here. It seems like the animals are very lucky to have people here to help them and take care of them. Would you mind showing us around?
Sure.
In the beginning, the center took in the animals and tried to take care of them and keep them healthy and safe. But after a few years, they realized that the problem was not getting any better. So they decided to educate the public about the dangers of keeping wild animals as pets. They also told people the impact of the illegal trading of these animals. The center hopes that through education, people can learn to respect animals and nature. And they will not try to capture, sell, or buy these wild animals anymore.
All right, we're about to meet a special animal. It's called a gibbon, but this gibbon has a name. What is her name?
Alu.
Alu. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about Alu?
Sure. Alu is a female gibbon, mm-hmm. and she was like a grandmother's age already. And then a couple, an old couple, bring Alu here, mm-hmm. but then because they cannot afford to raise her anymore.
Yeah.
So they bring Alu here, and then they left.
How did Alu adjust to being here?
She basically couldn't adjust it. She was very sad.
Uh-huh.
She cried, and then she didn't even want to eat and drink water. We tried many, many things. Like, the keepers gave her toys, or give her company like another gibbon, mm-hmm. but Alu didn't like them at all.
Really?
Yeah. At the end, a very smart keeper thought, maybe we can give her like a pet.
A pet.
So we gave
like
her...
Like a cat or a dog?
A duck.
A duck?
Yeah. We gave her a live little duck.
Wah-wah.
And then, yeah, and then Alu liked her. So Alu held the little duck under her armpit.
Uh-huh.
Like when they're up trees, like that.
Yeah.
So sometimes they held the duck up to the tree.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when the duck started to drink water and eat, Alu started to drink water and eat as well.
So Alu started to copy the duck.
Yes, exactly.
And then her appetite came back.
Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing. And then Alu was okay, so they became friends.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
I like touching stories like that. We have more friends to learn about here at this wonderful place.
It takes a lot of work to care for these animals daily. Every morning, workers prepare food for these animals. Different animals receive different types of food. Some eat fruits and vegetables, others eat meat. But workers do their best to make sure these animals are taken care of. The center has a very interesting way of feeding these animals. They make the animals work to get the food. For example, the Taiwan black bear. The workers use fire hoses that are cut into pieces to contain their food and let the bears find the food themselves. The turtles' food is put on raised hooks, and they need to crawl over to them, raise their heads, and reach out their necks to eat their food. The people at the center hope that by doing this, it helps the animals to stay active, healthy, and happy.
You know, one thing I learned from my visit here at this center is that we should be careful about the choices we make. Our choices often don't just affect ourselves, but also other people and things around us. And so when you're going to choose a pet, don't choose a wild animal for your pet. Alright, I think I'm going to explore this place a little more. That's all for today's e-report. We'll see you next time.
Okay, friends, I hope you paid attention because now it's time for us to answer some questions.
Yes, this is always fun. Don't worry, you won't get a score at the end, so mistakes are okay.
All right, Peter, ask me some questions. I will pause before answering so our friends at home can think and say the answer first. Then I'll guess.
All right, here's your first question. At the rescue center, there was a very sad gibbon. How did they make the gibbon feel better?
Oh, yes. People, please don't get a wild animal as a pet. But this shelter, this rescue shelter, did something special. Did they let her watch a movie? No. She eats pizza?
That sounds more like me. Pauline, try again.
Okay. I remember they gave her own pet. They put a duck with her, and she started taking care of the duck. That's amazing. Then she started eating again.
Okay, so do you have a question that you want to ask me?
Ooh, all right. Let's see. Ooh, tell me, why should I use reusable bags?
That's an easy question. Thank you, Pauline. Plastic bags are terrible for the environment. If we use one reusable bag, then we will save many plastic bags.
That's right. It's important to help our planet in this way. Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed reviewing with us. We'll review some more, but first it's time for a quick break. Don't go away. Peter, you are from Colorado. There are big mountains there. So does everyone just hike to school? Ooh, or do you ski to the grocery store?
Pauline, no, of course not. We're normal people. We drive cars.
Okay, right. And not everyone from Texas is a cowboy. We learned about that. Well, let's watch some of those fun features we learned from this week as well. Here we go.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm looking at my new pet, Fred. He is a fish. He stays in his bowl and doesn't mess up my house. He doesn't eat much, and he's fun to watch. He's an easy pet. Do you know any other easy pets?
All pets take some care. You must feed them, give them fresh water, and keep their living space clean. But some pets are easy because they don't need much exercise or they don't need too much attention. A mouse can be an easy pet. They don't need much space and they eat simple food. But have two of them, you can have a pair of boys or of girls. Then they can keep each other company. Cats can also be easy pets. They get their own exercise. You can also leave them for a weekend and just leave food and water out for them. A lizard can also be an easy pet. They don't eat much, and they can live in a small space. But you should handle them carefully and be sure they are warm enough. An easy pet, though, doesn't take care of itself. It needs you to care for it and spend time with it. So don't get a pet if you don't want to spend time with it. If you have no time, choose a stuffed animal instead.
I really like Fred. I like to watch him swim. He doesn't eat much, and I don't have to take him for a walk. I just clean his bowl every week or so. Fish are good pets. It's fun to have a pet, but even easy pets need care. So learn about a pet before you decide to get one. That's all for today. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
So Frankie, when are you going to marry her?
Huh? You mean Brenda?
You've been with her for 2 years.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Whatever, Frankie. I've never seen you smile like this before. You know, there used to be many kids in this house.
What?
You know how I love
that kids. Was a super sentence.
Oh, super sentence, man. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. And you? I mean, you said today's super sentence. There used to be many something. You said there used to be many kids in this house.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell Frankie here, but he won't listen.
Well, well, well. It looks like you need to get to work, Frankie.
What?
You tell him, Super Sentence Man.
Oh, I will. You need to get to work by giving me your own super sentences.
Oh.
No!
Yes!
Okay, okay. How about this? There used to be many telephones in this room.
There used to be many telephones in this room?
So I could call my children wherever I am.
Oh.
Frankie, Bonnie, Marty, everybody's grown up and left me.
Oh. Oh, come on, Mother.
Yes, come on, Mother. That was a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Hey, are you married?
Mother?
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
You see, Frankie, if this flying man in red clothes has time to start a family, you can too. There used to be many kids in this house. What happened? You all grew up. So hurry up and marry Brenda and give me some grandkids. Now sit down and tell me about your day.
Oh, goodbye.
Friends, it's so good to see you on Saturdays. And now I think it's time to go out and have some fun. Grab your cowboy hat.
Well, friends, we hope you did have fun reviewing with us today. Have a great weekend and come back on Monday for a whole new week of shows. We'll be here waiting for you right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.